The writer and director Paul Haggis made his mark nearly a decade ago on a critically acclaimed and very short-lived Crimeland TV series called Easy Streets, and his million-dollar baby screenplay was nominated for an Oscar. His new feature film Crash features a large cast and a story of colliding cars and racial conflict. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Between the conception and the creation falls the shadow, wrote T.S. Eliot, and I know he wasn't writing about movies, but there are two this week where the conception is worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize and the creation is, well, there's no getting around it, lousy. Kingdom of Heaven is an epic about Christian crusaders who also happen to be liberal humanists willing to die in the name of religious tolerance. That's just weird. But Crash, that in conception has potential. The movie is an ensemble drama set in L.A. and in the style of Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia. Characters rudely collide with other characters in multiple and crisscrossing plots. The theme is racism. Let me say that again. The theme is racism. I could say it 500 more times because that's how many times the movie says it in every scene. The director and co-writer, Paul Haggis, wrote Million Dollar Baby, and he thinks like a pugilist. He softens you up with a series of blows to the head, then he pummels your gut, then he hammers you a few inches lower. He's so relentless that you have to laugh. But you're also transfixed because the actors are going full throttle, and the movie makes a show of its own momentousness. In the opening, the camera prowls the site of a car crash, and a homicide detective, played by Don Cheadle, narrates. What's missing in L.A., he says, is the sense of touch. Everyone is always behind metal and glass. Then he says, we crash just so we can feel something. I know it's a metaphor, but it still made me groan. Then Cheadle gazes at the twinkly, blurry lights of L.A., and Mark Isham's synthesized keyboards get all shimmery. You know you're about to see a lot of lonely, angry, vulnerable people lashing out at a lot of other lonely, angry, vulnerable people. After the overture, Haggis cuts to the hip-hop guy Ludacris and Lawrence Tate, two young black guys strolling down an affluent white city block. Ludacris holds forth on the outrageous racist fear that white people have of black men. Then he pulls out a gun and carjacks a fancy SUV belonging to Brendan Fraser and Sandra Bullock. Fraser plays the callowly ambitious LADA. Bullock is the wife who, at home, she's horrified by a Spanish locksmith played by Michael Peña.
Yes, I want the locks changed again in the morning.
You want? Look, why don't you just go lie down, huh? Have you checked on James?
Well, of course I've checked on James. I've checked on him every 5 minutes since we've been home. Do not patronize me. I want the locks changed again in the morning.
Shh, it's okay. Just go to bed, all right?
Do you know what? Didn't I just ask you not to treat me like a child?
I'm sorry, Miss Jean. It's okay, I go home now.
It's fine. Thank you very much for staying, Maria.
You're welcome, no problem. Good night, Miss Jean.
Good night.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like the locks changed again in the morning. And you know what? You might mention that we'd appreciate it if next time they didn't send a gang member.
A gang member?
Yes, yes.
What, you mean that kid in there?
Yes, the guy in there with the shaved head, the pants around his ass, the prison tattoo.
Those are not prison tattoos.
Oh, really? And he's not going to go sell our key to one of his gangbanger friends the moment he is out our door.
We've had a really tough night. I think it'd be best if you just went upstairs right
now.
And
what, wait for them to break in? I just had a gun pointed in my face.
You lower your voice.
And it was my fault because I knew it was going to happen. But if a white person sees two black men walking towards her and she turns and walks in the other direction, she's a racist, right? Well, I got scared and I didn't say anything. And 10 seconds later, I had a gun in my face. Now, I am telling you, your amigo in there is going to sell our key to one of his homies. And this time it'd be really great if you acted like you actually gave a shit.
The irony is that Bullock is picking on Crash's one saint, a guy who only wants to protect his adorable little daughter. Everyone else is warped by fear and rage. Matt Dillon plays a cop whose old dad is sick and in pain, but a black woman insurance supervisor named Shaniqua won't okay a specialist. Dillon hates what he calls affirmative action hires, so he stops a wealthy black couple, Terrence Howard and Tandy Newton, and sexually molests the woman, while his partner, played by Ryan Phillippe, looks on in horror. Later, Dylan and Newton will be reunited under different circumstances, and we'll see that Dylan can be brave and selfless. And Phillippe will come to the aid of Howard, and then do something horrible to another black man. Crash says that when you scratch a vicious racist, you get a caring human. But when you push a caring human, you can get a vicious racist. The complex dramatic architecture and the admirable message that we must transcend our boundaries can't disguise the tidiness of that formulation. Haggis wants to distill all the resentment among races and all the hypocrisy into one fierce parable, but he's too much a creature of 1930s socially conscious melodrama. His shopworn dramaturgy makes this portrait of how we live now seem ludicrous, and I don't mean the hip-hop guy. A universe in which we're all racist puppets is finally just as simple-minded and predictable as one in which we're all smiling, multicolored zombies under the rainbow. It's hard to be elevated when you're feeling so talked down to.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. I'm Dave Davies, and this is Fresh Air.